You have Daf Kuf Hei Amralef, the bottom Gemara. Eisve, Nahavakashi. So Shala was now, which Shala was, if you didn't make Kiddush at night time, Friday night, can you still make Kiddush Shabbos by Yom? So he said yes, that even though you didn't make Kiddush Shabbos by night, that was Boyim Minei Revidim Rav Nachum Yitzchok Mishla Kiddush Be'er Shabbos Mashgash Volekul Yom Kuloi. Amalei, he answered back that you could make a Kiddush. Eisvei Havakashi. As a lochom, Kvoid Yom Uchvoid Laila Kvoid Yom Kovod Koidim. That is, Shala, you're supposed to spend money to buy food. You don't have enough food in your house. Where should you eat the food? Should you eat the food Friday night by Shabbos by night? Or should you wait till Kvoid Yom to leave the food better for Shabbos by daytime? As when should you have a bigger meal? Friday night or Shabbos by Yom? So locha is that Kvoid Yom comes before Kvoid Laila. You're supposed to leave over the food, the better food, for Shabbos by daytime. There's more covered Shabbos to eat the food by daytime than eat it by night. Shashi Kvoid Yom Kvoid Laila. Imein lo yayin harbe. First, doesn't have a lot of wine. Le suda. Oimini megodim yinichom ad hayom. You don't have a lot of food for Shabbos, so you shouldn't eat that much Friday night. Rather, leave the food for Shabbos by day. There's a bigger covered Shabbos to eat the food by daytime of Shabbos than Friday by night. What about imein lo yelo kois echor? Let's say somebody only has one kois of yayin. That's all he has in his house. Came Shabbos, he only has one kois of yayin. What should you do with this kois? So the writer says, Oimer Olav Kiddush Hayoim. You're supposed to say Kiddush on it. Mifnei she Kiddush Hayoim Koidim. Lechavid Yoim. Because saying Kiddush is Friday night to say Kiddush, that's Odim. That comes before having good food for Shabbos by daytime. So you only have one Kois of Yayin, so it's Kedai to use the Kois Friday night, make Kiddush on it, rather than leaving it over for Shabbos by daytime to be able to drink this one in the middle of the meal, which would make covered Yom Adif, but for Kiddush we say no. Kiddush comes first. Like the Rashbam says, Kiddush HaYom, Kiddush HaLayla. It means the Kiddush we say at night, She Mekaddush in Mes HaYom, that will Mekaddush the Shabbos Ala Kois, Balayla, Koidem L'Chvoid Yom. That comes before our covered Yom. She Layish To Oysoi B'Yem Tzasuda, don't wait till Shabbos by morning and then drink this cup of wine in the middle of Yisuda. Ela Yekaddush Poi B'Layla Koidem Achilam. What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to make Kiddush by nighttime and use the Kois then. Even though for other things you're supposed to leave it over to Shabbos by daytime, there's more covered eating by daytime than by night, but for the Yayin to make Kiddush, you're supposed to make Kiddush Balayla first. That's Odif. Now the question is, V'yim Isa, if we hold like you just got finished saying, that if somebody did not make Kiddush Friday night, he has the right to make Kiddush Shabbos by day, he has to say the whole Nusach of Kiddush. So now we have an Eitzah now. Lishav Kayad Lamocher. Let this person leave over his Kais of Yayin until Shabbos by daytime. Le'evet Beitarte. Let him do two things with it now. On Shabbos in the morning, he'll make Kiddush. He'll say the whole Nusach HaKiddush the way we say Kiddush Friday night. He'll first say that Nusach HaKiddush Shabbos by daytime. But he gains two in one shot. He'll also have this wine now to drink during the Suddis of Yayin, which is covered a Yayin Mezodif. So Bishlam, if you tell me if you don't make Kiddush at night, you can't make it by daytime, it's good. You have to make Kiddush at night because by day you can't make Kiddush. But if you tell me you're Yisoid, that if you don't make Kiddush at night, you're allowed to make Kiddush by Yayin, so here, if you only have one Kais of Yayin, Luchur, it should be better, leave the Kais till Shabbos by daytime, and make the Kiddush, and say the Nusach Kiddush, Shabbos in the morning, and you'll drink the cup of wine also near the Suddis HaYayim, which is better. The question is, what are you going to do Friday night? You're not allowed to starve like. So, locher is, we shouldn't speak out. The avamina would be is that since the reason why you're not saying Kiddush Friday night is because you'd rather say the Kiddush Shabbos by daytime, which is odif to drink the wine Shabbos by day, so you would be allowed to eat Friday night, even though it's before Kiddush. As usually the din is, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. Mashaykin here, the reason why you're not making Kiddush Friday night is because you want to do a bigger mitzvah by leaving the wine over till tomorrow morning, and then you'll make Kiddush on it, and you'll drink the Yayin next to the Suddis HaYayim, so that should be Odif. So why doesn't the Braisa say this Eitzah? The Chur, it's a Raya that by Yayin the Teretz is, because by Yayin you can't make Kiddush. The din to make the Brach of Kiddush is only by nighttime. So we say, it's only by nighttime, at daytime you can't say it. Rashbam, V'levet Beitarti, so at the Kiddush HaYayim, let him say the Kiddush by daytime. And by drinking this cup of wine in the morning, it'll also be a ktsas kavod ayim. Even though you're not drinking the wine mamish in the middle of the meal, like first you have to make the kiddush, so you drink the kais of kiddush before you have the suda in the morning. But I call upon him, it's right near the Shabbos morning meal, so that's a big kavod to have a nice suda for Shabbos morning. So if you tell me b'di'evad you're allowed to make kiddush b'yoyim, here also this should be called b'di'evad, that you should be allowed to make your kiddush Shabbos in the morning. So Amalei, he answers back here, there's no right, there's no kash on me. Amalei, the klal is, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. It's very dear to make the mitzvah at the time when you're supposed to. Like here, when does kiddush start? The first time to make kiddush is at the beginning of Shabbos. When somebody says to Kachovim. So since at that time, Lamaisa, you do have a kosher yayin. So vada, the mitzvah is to make kiddush right away. And don't push it off to drink the wine tomorrow by daytime to say kavod yayim, do two and one. No, here for sure, al chaviva mitzvah b'shaitam, you're supposed to do the kiddush as soon as possible. So Rashbam, chaviva mitzvah b'shaitam. Kediyama v'yel dvor, like we had in the Gemara before already, shirei hekter chalovim v'yavorim sherem kol yayim. When you bring a korban Pesach, if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, so the halacha is, the Korban Pesach was doich Shabbos. You're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. Now the question is, after you make the Shechita, when do you start burning the Evorim and the Emurim of the Korban Pesach? The part that has to go on the Mizbech to burn, when are you allowed to start burning it? So we say, even though the halacha is, if you would have waited until nighttime, till like Mitzvah Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, and burn it then, it's kosher. Because the halacha is, you're allowed to burn the Emurim kol alayla. Still the din is, v'yein mamtina lehem. We don't say wait till after Shabbos, the Shabbos Atche Teshach, Shenemar Oyle Shabbos V'Shabbatay, Hilkach Yikadish Boy Balayla. So the din is we say what? You're allowed to bring the Emurim right away on Shabbos, even though you could have done it at night time with Soy Shabbos and not be Deich Shabbos. Still we say, since the mitzvah is dear at the time, right now after the Shechita Korban Pesach is very dear to bring the Emurim right now, so you're allowed to burn the Emurim on Shabbos. See here also, the gate to making kiddush, avada, you should make kiddush as soon as possible. Is the kaddish by balayla, for lo yamtim by admocher. Here you don't have to wait till tomorrow morning. Even though in a case where you did not have wine at all Friday night, you're allowed to make kiddush in the morning. But when you do have yayin at night, pshita, you have to use that one case of yayin at night time to make kiddush on it, rather than waiting to make kiddush till tomorrow morning, and then you'll be two things. You'll be making kiddush and drinking the wine near the Suda Shayim, because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Fredi Gemara, is this true? Ol Miyar Mina, do we say this? Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita? That when the mitzvah comes about, the first time you can do it, you're supposed to do it. Do the mitzvah right away. Do we say that? For Atanya, we learned before, Ha'anichnas Lebeisa B'Moitzoy Shabbos. Somebody poshut comes home after he daven Marav Moitzoy Shabbos. He comes home to his house. So he has to make Havdalah. So Lachar is Mivorach al Yain. First he makes a Bar Priyagofim. V'yal Hamor, then he makes a Bar Miresh, according to Veshamai. V'yal Absomim, then he makes the Psomim. V'yachakachoyim Ravdalah. Then he makes Havdalah. Ala Kais. Then he makes Havdalah on the Kais that he already said the Bar Priyagofim. Now we had before, what about? V'yimein lo yel a Kais Echod. Let's say he comes home now from davening, and he sees he only has one Kais of Yain left in his house, and he knows he wants to eat soon. He wants to eat. Amalav Malcolm, and this Maliyama holds that when you bench, you're supposed to bench ala kais, you have to use a kais b'shas b'rechas amozon. See, this person knows he's going to have to use really two kaises tonight. He needs one cup to say Havdalah on, and he needs another cup really to bench on later. And he knows he only has one cup. So what should he do? So the din is, v'yameinli ala kais echad, he has a right, manichoy adliach ramozon. He has a right to push off Havdalah. Don't make Havdalah right away as soon as you come home the way you're supposed to. But rather push it off to later. First have Yisuda, first eat the Mlava Malkom, and then, when you go to bench from Mlava Malkom, you put all the brachas after benching, like the benching and Havdalah, you say both brachas on this one kais. That's the halacha. And the question is, we do not say, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. That let's say it's very dear, it's very chaviv to do the mitzvah at this right time. Now normally, when do we make Havdalah? Right after Shabbos. So normally, if you would have two cups of wine, pshita, we would tell you, as soon as you come home, make Havdalah first. Then, whenever you want, you eat the Mlava Malkom. And when you bench, you'll bench on the kais. But now we're saying, since you only have one kais, you have a right to push off the Havdalah till later. Ah, you're telling me a klal, you can't push off a mitzvah. If the time of the mitzvah is right now, you have to do the mitzvah right now. It's just like you're telling him now by Kiddush, if you only have one cup of Yayin. The reason why you can't wait till tomorrow morning and make Kiddush then and drink the Yayin, B'yayin, is because there's an inyan to make the mitzvah right away. So why don't you say the same halacha by Avdallah? By Avdallah we see we don't say that svara. We say by Avdallah no. You're allowed to push off the Avdallah till later. When you come home, you don't have to make Avdallah right away. You're allowed to eat your Mlava Malka first. And first after the Mlava Malka, you first make Avdallah. So chur tzastira. And you see here, we don't say Chaviva Mitzvah Mishaita. So Drashi, Rashbam, O Mishalshlin Kul Liyachrov, Liyachar Bircha Samazin. After he benches, he says, Yaya Ner B'Som of Avdallah. Kivei Shama Alib Dereb Yehudim. Welcome, Pashal Kamei. With the Morris explained, this goes according to Beishamai. And the question is, for Lo Yom, we don't say, Chaviva Mitzvah Mishaitum, to Lo Mavdil Mekame Mozim, Deve Shas Avdallah. We don't tell him here, no, as soon as you come home, go make Avdallah right away. Ah, you won't be able to bench later with a kais. Okay, you won't be able to. But right now, there's a Mitzvah Avdallah, you have to do the Mitzvah right away? So that was the question. You see here, you don't say, Mitzvah Chaviva Mishaitum. Since the question before, why did the Bryce before say if you only have one cup of Yayin, you have to use that kais Friday night to make Kiddush, to make Kiddush at night time? Why do you have to make Kiddush at night time? The question is, why can't you wait with the kais until in the morning and make Kiddush in the morning and you drink the wine in the morning, which is two in one? You're having covered Ayayim and Kiddush. So it's a kasha. And if the Gemara knows, there's no stira. So he answered the back, Omalei, ano, lechachima, ano. I'm not a very smart person. I'm not a magid, Rashbam says. And when I'm saying over, it's not a yachrid, I'm not saying over my own name. I learned saying this over from a Gemara from my Rebbe. I was makabel this, this is the terrace. And I'm misadim brises. This is the way they learn. I was taught in the Beis Medrash, like I'm going to say. That what's the terrace? Terrace is like this. That there's a difference between making Kiddush Friday night and making Avdallah as soon as you come home, right after Shabbos. That Shani Lon, Beine Yula Yoyma, Liafuka Yoyma. There's a difference between greeting Shabbos at the beginning, Friday night, there a Yula Yoyma, the day first comes in. Friday night, when Shabbos first comes in, then for sure you have to make Kiddush right away. Ma'ashenkein, Avdallah is Lafuka Yoyma, at the end of the day, when Shabbos goes away. So there's a difference. That a Yula Yoyma, at the beginning of Shabbos, when Shabbos comes in, Friday night, Kokama the Makminon, as soon as possible, as soon as you can make Kiddush right away, is the Kamadminon lay Odif. It's very good to make Kiddush right away. Be Makabla, make it right away. Or Mavchavinon lay, and it's very dear to us to make Kiddush right away. Like we want to show we love Shabbos, so as soon as Shabbos comes in, right away there's a mitzvah to make Kiddush. So therefore, if you only have one kais of Yayin, the din is don't leave it over till tomorrow morning and drink it then, but rather use it tonight to make Kiddush right away. Because at the beginning of Shabbos, it's a svara, be mekadesh Shabbos right away. Ma'ashenkein, afuka yoyma, when Shabbos goes away, that there's an inyan at the end of Shabbos, to make Havdalah, there's a svara there, ma'achrinan lay. There it's not so bad to push you off to make Havdalah later. Ki heichod olhevi alon ketunah. That it should not look like Shabbos was a big burden upon us. And as soon as we wanted, as soon as we could get rid of it, we get rid of it. So that's the svara fakir. So, avadim metchila, you're supposed to make Avdallah right away. This is not a good svara metchila. If you have nothing to push you off, when you come home, you shouldn't say, I want to leave Shabbos as long as possible, so I'll make Kiddush 2 hours from now. That, no. Avad, as soon as you come home, you shouldn't make Avdallah. So only a svara, if you have a reason to push it off like here, you come home, you only have one kais of yayin. And you know you're going to eat soon a meal, and you want a bench on the kais also. So you have a good reason to push off Avdallah now, to first make it after you wash and after you eat. Today that you'll have this one kais, you'll be able to make Avdallah and Birchas HaMazon on it. So it's Kedai, you have a right to push off Avdallah. Because it's not so bad pushing it off, because Baket, you're showing that Shabbos wasn't a burden upon you, you don't want to get rid of it right away. Ma'ashenkein Kiddush Friday night, that's a din, you badafka have to make Kiddush right away. Because there you want to show how chaviv, how dear Shabbos is. So there, if you push it off, Baket, looks like you'd be matcha Shabbos. So Kiddush you have to make right away Friday night. Just Havdalah is a svarim. If you have a reason to push it off, you have a right to push off Havdalah for a little bit later. So Rashi says the svar is, Rashbam, Ilula Iyula Yoyma. Mechabev in Lay, you're supposed to love at the beginning of Shabbos. For Yavdinen, Kiddusha Meyurta. And you make Kiddush at night time. Ki Heichod Lelinterei, Iluyen Haya de Chaviva. You should show that the beginning of Shabbos is very dear to you. a mitzvah b'shaita. Therefore, it's a mitzvah at its own time, or it's reason makdim le mitzvah. And the inyan of zaris to be makdim, do the mitzvah right away. Savada, Friday night, you have to make kiddush right away. You can't push it off for any reason. You're not going to push it off. Mashaykin afuki yaimam. The great havdolah. By making havdolah, then we say as far machrin and lay. Yeah, you could push it off. So Rashbam, when heicha the ashkechon shum alila, when you have some reason to push it off, liyachurel kugain heicha dein layel kais echod, the miachrin and layad yachar mozen. In a case we only have one cup of yayin, so here we say you have a right to push off this kais, push off the avdala till later, because you want to make benching and you have double in the same kais. Ah, you're not doing the mitzvah b'shaitam. Havdala is not so bad to push it off later. Because pakeret, there's a svara, you want to show Shabbos is so dear to you, you don't want to say goodbye to it so fast. But it's only avada if you have a reason. But for no reason, you should make Havdala as soon as possible. Right. Tomorrow, Shema Mino, Mehom Asnitzev, in this brice we just learned, we learn Timna, eight halachas, eight different chedushim we see from this brisa we just learned. What are the eight halachas? Shema Mina, we learned from this brisa that Hamavdil betfila sarach shiavdil alakois. Even though usually people by Mariv, by Tzoy Shabbos, you say havdala in tefila, you say atachon antonu, still when you come home, there's an inyan to make havdala alakois. Because you see here, it says here, Poshet, they came home from shul, and then they went to make havdala, and they saw they only had one kois, so they have a right to push it off. But you see, you have to make avdol al kois. So Rashbam, Tiktoni anichnas the base of mitzvoy Shabbos and avdil. The afagad the stamp in the yodem avdilu mitzvila. Even though usually people already daven mitzvila, still the brayter says when you come home, you have to make avdol again. So Tosha speaks out the chiddush is even though it's a gemachlekes, the gemara brachas. There's one on the yom and it says you don't have to. Kamashulon, yes, you have to say avdol even though you said avdol mitzvila. That's one chiddush. Second chiddush is Ushma mina bracha to the kais. Whenever you go to make a bracha, you have to use the kais. Which bracha? It means there brichas amazon. So Rashbam shamina bracha to the kais brichas amazon. Whenever you go to bench, you're supposed to bench ala kais. It's the same way we make kiddush and avdol ala kais. The same way you're supposed to bench also brichas amazon has to be done ala kais. So the Gemara doesn't say ishir who has to use the kais. So Tais is mesupik here. Taisa says the third Taisa is Shmamina bracha tuna kais tzas mashma from this Gemara is a little bit mashma the afilu biyochia tuna kais. Even if a person benches privately, and only one person had a meal, when you get finished eating their bread, you have to bench. You also have to use a kais or yayin. Why? Because the lashon of Braisa was that nichnas mashma shu yichidi. He came home. Mashma he himself came home. V'chei mashma lekamon that nan shlish yayim olav brichas amozen by the dalad kaisos pesach by night. It said later Loshin, the third curse is what we say Brichas HaMazon on. Mashma, that everybody has a chiyuv to use a curse for Brichas HaMazon, even a yochid. Then Toi says maybe it could be matchid, it's talking about by a zimun only, and then Toi brings down the chay mucha b'medrash shoychar, toiv akro the shnei rishoyim chibarti. That what? That only when you have three people, no, this is all even one. Rabbeinu Shlomo Moshe ben Rabbeinu Oimer, latin curse afilu b'yochid, or even one person needs a curse. Curry brings a good raya. Because if you're going to tell me that you only need a kais when three people bench together, so b'zoi here, what's the question? The person comes home at night, and he only has one cup left, one cup of wine. So he wants to make avdolah, but he knows he's going to bench later, he needs it for benching. If you're going to tell me that when a person benches by himself, he doesn't need a kais, it's only when three people bench together, so what's the problem here? Let him come home and make avdolah first, and even if there are three people, pshit, only one person makes avdolah for three. Then later when they want a bench, let each three of them eat separately, then each one has to bench separately. And if you bench separately, you don't need a kais. So what's the problem here? That you have to use a kais for benching also. Why for benching? Let each one bench separately. So it's a raya l'churi, even if a yochid benches by himself, also needs a kais. The Rosh Shittas for sure must say not like that. That it's only when three people bench together do you need a kais. So l'maisel alochid brought down all three shittas. Taiz ends off. Yeah. So Lamaise has brought down three shittas in Shulchan Aruch. One shittah is that even a yochid, when he benches, he should use a kais. Another shittah is when three people bench together, they have to use a kais. And there's another shittah that says, no, they're not mechuyev to use a kais at all. So l'maisa, our minig is usually when one person benches, our minig is not to use a kais. However, when three people bench together, it is a nice, it is a hider to use a kais. I don't know, Klo, why, but the minig l'chur is on Shabbos, usually the minig is when you have three people benching together, usually then you use a kais. Usually in the middle of the week, for some reason, the elam doesn't use a kais. I'm not sure why not. But l'chur, if a person would want to use a kais, l'chur for sure, it's a nice thing to do. And that's how Gemara is saying, we paskin that Birchas HaMazon does need a kais. See, even though we hold it's not likuva, you're allowed a bench without a kais, but if you do use a kais, it's a nice thing. Only by yachid we don't do it. But by three people, the minig usually, the minig is only on Shabbos they do it. I don't know exactly why. Right, that's the notion from here, that bracha to the kais. When you bench, you're supposed to use a kais also. Ushma mina kais of bracha tzarech shir. So when you have to use this kais to bench on, it has to be a shir of revius yayin. You can't stop use a half of revius. Because poshania, the person had one kais of yayin, he had one revius. So if you can tell me the kais does not have to have a shir, let him divide it into two, and have two different kaises here, and on one kais make avdola, and on one kais a bench. And l'may, since it's a problem, he can only do one, mashmi, each one of them needs a shir. So anytime you need a cup of yayin, you have to have at least a revius yayin in the kais. Ushmamin, another right for this writer is, ha-mevorach tzarech shiitay. 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 After you make the bracha on the kais, you have to drink from the kais. It's not enough just to make havdol on the kais and leave the wine alone. Because if that would be enough, then again, what's the problem here? He has only one kais. He comes home with Toy Shabbos. So let him first make havdol on the kais and don't drink from it. Leave it over. And later when you have your malava malka and you want a bench, again, you'll bench on this kais. What was the problem here? That he can't do both things on one kais that we say he has a right to push off the havdol to later. Let him first have his sudam, and then on this one kais later, he'll bench and make Abdullah together. Let him make Abdullah first and not drink. So Surah, you know, when you make a bracha Abdullah on the kais, you have to drink from the kais. And Lalach is brought down to Likuva. If you don't drink from the kais, you're not Yetza. Who are there by Kiddush also? When you make Kiddush, you have to drink at least the Molin Lugma from the kais. That means at least, right by the Revius, you have to drink. Now the din is, Lavdaf, you have to drink it. Anybody that's Yetza the Kiddush could also drink from it. And with the Evid with Soymech, if you give it around the family, if all the drinking together adds up to a Molot Lugmav, with the Evid, that's enough. But Metchila, the one that makes Kiddush and makes Avdallah, should drink at least a Molot Lugmav from the Kais. Like he says here, the Rashbam, Shramina HaMavorach Sarach Shittim, Oyhu, either the person that makes Avdallah, or Yechad Min HaShem, or else somebody else that hears the Avdallah. As long as one of them drank a molot lugmav, it's enough. That's a raya for the Gemara. Everyone like that? Yeah. And b'dieved with seimech, if all people drinking together adds up to the molot lugmav, it's enough. But if somebody just takes a sip and doesn't drink more than that, nobody else drinks more than that, then that yaitz a kiddush. That's the halacha that atoyim mavarech tzarech shiyitim. You have to drink from the kais. And halacha mafarshim right now, that means at least a molot lugmav. A rov of the revius. One side of your mouthful. Another right from here is, after you drink a little bit, you are pogum, you make the kais not right to be used for bracha anymore. But the Rambam says, Shramina toma pogmoy, lebrucha samozen, midloi mavdo bereisha koidem achila, vishoise, o meshayir amois lebrucha samozen. Now the question is, if you have your kais here, the havminer is, he had a big kais, it was more than a revius of yayin, he had a revius in the hair. So what's the problem again? Let him make Avdallah first in his kais. Let him drink a little bit of it. A mol and lugma, let him drink. And then the rest of it, he'll leave over for Birchas HaMazon. So now you know that when you drink from the kais, the leftover wine of that kais is called pogum. That means something's not nice to it. It's like meat. It's not so nice. So this wine, you should not use to make Avdallah, to make a bracha run. If you want to drink the wine, pshita, you have to make a bar piagofen. But metchila, you're not supposed to bench on such wine, or to make kiddush, or to make Avdallah. That's called Yayin Pogum. Anytime somebody drank from the wine, the leftover wine should not be used for Kiddush. One answer is that when you want to use your leftover wine, you're supposed to pour some new wine into the cup. By pouring new wine into the cup, that takes away the Pogum. It's okay. Now you can make Kiddush again on this cup. But the way it is now, when you drink a little bit, you can't use the rest of the Yayin for Birchas HaMazon. So that was the problem here. If with Mei Kavdallah first, he has to drink, even though he'll have enough of Revius left over, but that leftover wine he can't use for Birchas HaMazon. That's why he did both on one cup. Vaitu Shma Mina Toya Mavdol. Shemamin also, that even though you ate before you made Havdalah, still you're allowed to make Havdalah. There's a man Yom later that says no. He says that, let's say Moitzoy Shabbos, you came home, and you forgot, instead of making Havdalah first, you went to eat. The din is you can't make Havdalah that night. Vice says Havdalah has to be dafka on an empty stomach. That's called Havdalah. Shemakamashman, this crisis is not like that. Because here we're telling the person, when you come home, you have a right first titum lava malkum, and then you make Kiddush. Then you make Havdalah. So we see, even though the person did eat before Havdalah, still he's allowed to make Havdalah. We'll see later. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. Ushmamina, another right we have in this crisis is that Oimer beis Kedusha v'kois echad. In a case where you're stuck, you're allowed to make two brachas on one kois. Like over here, you are making Havdalah and you're benching on the same kois. Like Rashbam says, Shmamina, Oimer beis Kedusha v'kois echad. Hecha the less layel kois echad. Kiyocha. Afagav the yom layel ain't Oimer beis Kedusha v'kois echad. You're not supposed to. Havhecha the less layshani. If you don't have, you're stuck. You only have one cup. You're allowed to make two brachas. Here you make an Havdalah and Birchas HaMazon on the same cup. Ushmamin also we hear from this brisa that Beishamah Yivalib Reb Yehuda. This brisa goes according to Beishamah Yivalib Reb Yehuda, that first you make the Bar Mireish and then you make the Psamim. Not the way we do. We do like Beis Hillel, that first you make the Psamim and then you make the Eish. This brisa goes a little bit to Beishamah. So these are eight halachas we hear from this brisa. Right. Ravashi Yomar, Ravashi says, Toamu Pogmoy. The Kaisha Bracha Tzorach Shir Chodimilsa. The Ravashi says from this price we don't hear both halachas. I tell you, you only know the halachim that the Kaisha Bracha needs a shir. So that's why here we can't tell you first make Havdalah and drink, and then the leftover you use for Brichas HaMazon. You know why? Not because when you drank from it, you made it pogum, you can't use the leftover wine. But I tell you the reason is because you don't have a shir anymore. Hey, since the Brichas HaMazon, you also need a revius. So if you're first going to drink it for Havdalah, you're not going to have a revius left over. So Tosfos says, not the Pshat the Ravashi argues on this halacha and says that if you drink the wine, the leftover wine you could use for bracha. He also holds avada pogma, you can't use it. He just says, from this price you have Naraya. Here the reason why you couldn't first make Havdalah and drink from the kais, and then use the leftover wine for Birchas HaMazon, it's not a raya because pogma. Maybe pogma is kosher. It's just because you don't have enough of a shear left over. So Rashi just says you don't have a raya from this brisa to this halacha. That's one thing. V'yochikom, this is what the brisa means to say. The diyek. My time at toima pogma, from this brisa all we know, how come if you drink from it you can't use it for benching? Mishum the kaish of rachat sarach shir. Because since for the kaish to use for birchas hamazon, also you need a revius. So if you're first going to use this kaish for avdolom, and you have to drink a road revius, you're not going to have a revius left over. So that's why you can't use this kaish for Havdalah, before Birchas HaMazon. But maybe in the case where you have two revius in the same cup, and first you drink one revius for Havdalah, maybe you could use the leftover revius for Birchas HaMazon. Even though the loch is not like that way, he just said you don't have a raya from this brisa. Right. Rav Yaakov Aridi Koper Achatzpa Pegima. He was even mocked if he had a pitcher, that somebody drank from the pitcher, the leftover one of the pitcher he would not use for Kiddush or for Brocha, or for Birchas HaMazon. Ravidi bar shisha kopada kosa. If he had a kosho yain and somebody drank from it, the leftover wine he would not use for kiddush or Havdalah anymore. A kosa pgino. And mamar avashi kopada filu achavita pkimosa. He was also mocked even if he had a barrel of wine, if somebody went to drink from the barrel of wine, he also held the leftover wine is no good. It's also called the pgam. Now the kiddush here is, even though a barrel is pretty big, still we say the leftover wine is called pogam. But the Medayik Rashbam says, it's only where it's a small barrel. But if it be a tremendously big barrel, like made out of wood, then there wouldn't be any akpada. Then we say, even though you drank a little bit, that doesn't stare anything. Drinking a little bit of a big barrel doesn't mean anything. There's so much wine left over, we don't see any pagam. But calls to mind, it's not a tremendously big barrel. Any other size, a big cup, a pitcher, a glass, if somebody drinks from the wine with his mouth, the leftover wine is called pogum, and you're not supposed to use it anymore for Kiddush, for Havdalah, for Birchas HaMazon. And we said the Eitzer is, pour some new wine back into the cup, and then you make the cup kosher again. Yeah. But the luck about Kais Pogum, my Tais speaks out, Pirish Rashbam, the cup is means like a tchila davka. The only mitchila you shouldn't use this cup of wine. But if you main loyal a pogum, you kaddish olav. That's Rashbam, that's what we hold on locker also. Let's say you come on Friday night, and the only wine you have left in your house is pogum dika wine. That right before Shabbos, somebody drank from that cup of wine. And this is the only wine you have left over.